Good evening, everyone. My name is Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And this week, oh my goodness, we're all going to be incredibly blessed by this amazing woman who's come into Isagenics and has literally taken Isagenics by a storm. I mean, she's become one of the top 25 money earners in the company. In fact, she's 10-star Golden Circle, 10-star Crystal Executive, which means she's created 10 executives that she's personally enrolled. And, I mean, she is just leading by example over and over again. And I think what really impacts me the most is what an incredible mom she is and wife to her incredible husband. I think what really fuels this couple is their four children ranging from ages 10 to 21. And when she started, they were ages 7 to 18. And in fact, her husband, Jeremy, was on the road week and a half to 2 weeks out of each month. So she was almost a single mom half the month, yet she somehow figured out how to build this business. So it's my absolute privilege this evening to welcome to the line none other than Tanya Kirkpatrick. How are you doing, Tanya?
Oh, my gosh, Warren. I'm fantastic, and thank you so much. I'm humbled and honored to be on, and have just so enjoyed getting to know you and your beautiful wife and your kids and your family. It's so crazy to think about all the people that were not a part of our life 3 years ago, and now they're just their family. It's awesome.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, some of my best friends, my dearest friends, actually come from this industry, and it's pretty amazing to watch my children over the past 12 years grow up in this environment. I mean, an environment where it's really not competitive. It's where, Arlene and I would do anything in our power to support and encourage and help you and Jeremy. And vice versa, you'd do that for us. So we're modeling activities to our children of one of supporting and encouraging and just fostering personal development. I mean, I can't think of a better environment to raise a child in.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. To see and hear some of the things that the kids are speaking on in school and how they're interacting with conflict resolution and really looking at the world in a bigger picture and almost like, you know, the world is their oyster, having envisioned these dreams that really truly can come true is just, it's priceless.
Mm. It absolutely is. I mean, I feel incredibly blessed, and I know you and Jeremy do as well. But hey, let's roll back the clock of time and go back even further than 3 years ago. I mean, a little bit about your background. I understand you were with the ministry, so you were involved with the church. And I know you've also had some direct sales experience. So prior to Isagenics, can you sort of share with everyone who Tanya Kirkpatrick is or what?
Absolutely. thank you. I truly believe that your history has everything to do with your destiny. I feel like people really need to embrace the hardships at times, even though, you know, when you're in them, it doesn't feel like you're not really excited about embracing and thinking to the future. But I knew that each one of the experiences that I had prior to Isagenics helped to grow and really get us ready for this amazing opportunity. As a mom and a young mom, I had Bailey at a very young age. I was 19 when I was pregnant and 20 when I had her. I was always of the entrepreneurial spirit, and so I really started to investigate what that looked like as we were, you know, starting a family, Jeremy and I together, and really kind of dabbled in direct sales. My mom had been a part of Mary Kay growing up, so I had that modeled for me, and I just recently went back and said, Mom, we were on a tour of corporate, and they were talking about, you know, the companies I'd come before, and I got teary-eyed thinking, oh my goodness, you helped introduce us to direct sales, and you know, now I am a network marketer. And she got total giggles out of that. It was really cute. But I was a part of, Jeremy says that we had one of the best smelling homes because I had these divine candles that smelled amazing. I had some of the most exquisite cookware and all the kitchen gadgets you could imagine, joining my sister for a short time. And then there was this amazing opportunity to help women decorate their home with really fun, different, only to be found with the company that I was partnered with, Home Interior. So what I found with Direct Sells is that my husband was frustrated because I was gone several nights a week, and I wasn't earning any more than I would if I were getting a job during the day in corporate America. And I did not graduate or did I attend college. And so my fear ever since, you know, growing up and not having that degree was, dear God, if something happened to my husband, how would I be able to support our family? And really that it was just a fear that I continually had. And it was a label I wore forever that I didn't go to college. So it's been really freeing to peel the label off and to have just embraced the experiences that we had through each one of those. Jeremy is a great support for our family. He always has been. He's a hard worker and was very well respected in his line of work. He did industrial equipment finance. So it was really cool to bring all those things to the table. When they asked me to be a head women's ministry leader, I looked at them and I thought they were crazy. I thought, how could you ask me? I don't have the experience for it. And said yes anyway, just closed my eyes and did it scared and did it anyway. And would learn skills. She would ask me to open a Facebook page, and that is how my Facebook came to be. And then our daughter is a left-handed softball pitcher. She's at a Division I university here in Arizona. And when she was on her first club team, her catcher was diagnosed with soft tissue and bone cancer. And I would read a post on Facebook and get in my car, drive to the hospital, and I would be in her room at the same time she would be diagnosed, and that she wouldn't be able to leave the hospital for 15 months. And I remember the drive home. I remember coming home and telling Jeremy I didn't know anything about PR, but I wanted to really step in for this family and bridge the gap for them financially. And that is where I learned that where alone we can do little, but together, if we come together as a community, we could do so much. And we were able to make an epic impact in this family's lives by helping them get into a home, a car, a washer and a dryer, and so many more things that they needed to be equipped to help support their daughter to fight for her life. So I think today and where we're at, looking back on the hard times, the frustrating times, wondering if we would lose our house before Isagenics because of the downturn of the economy, and realizing God had bigger plans. And it's just been a blessing. It hasn't always been easy, but man, he has taken all of those skills and kind of rolled them into what we are currently blessed to be a part of today.
Wow. What an incredible journey. And I love how you shared with everyone that you didn't graduate from university or college, and that fear of being what would happen if something happened to Jeremy. And now all of a sudden you're a single mom with four children and the responsibility that's upon your shoulders. And you've managed to literally grow. I mean, you've learned things through the direct sales. You've learned things through the ministry where even though you were scared and fearful, you stepped into the fear and you acted in spite of it. And I got to commend you because, as you said, it's going through those challenging times that have really grown you into the person you are. And I see you as this unstoppable woman who literally could take on anything, because that's just who you are today. And I mean, it's amazing. It's exciting to be around you, Katya.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Mm. Well, so how did you get involved with Isagenics? How did Isagenics come into your life?
Funny story. I was on Facebook scrolling one night and I was miserable in my skin I was in. I was locked out of about 3/4 of my closet and totally frustrated. I saw this beautiful blonde walking on the top of a mountain while I was working 35 to 40 hours a week over different women who would struggle just to feel good in their skin they were in, and they would struggle, and a lot would share, you know, struggles, and I would sit in the chair and say, oh my goodness, I can totally, you know, relate with what they were going through. And they were going through midlife crisis, or they were going through the change, or they were stuck because they had gained, you know, the additional 10 pounds they could never get rid of. They were financially in duress. And I reached out to the beautiful Tracy O'Malley. She had been a friend for years. Our kids have grown up together, and she used to live around the corner from us. We had not spoken in a while. Life had just gotten the best of both of us, and she had since moved out of the neighborhood. And I just said, hey, can we go have lunch? So we went to go have lunch, and I was like, that's so awesome for you. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. I think at that time she was cycling 17 times a week, and I started doing the math after I left meeting with her, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's almost what I'm making and working like crazy all week long doing lashes. And so I did what anyone would do. I was a total skeptic, and I went and bought a juicer instead, and quietly, silently saved miserably. Yeah, miserably for 3 months, because Jeremy heard the price point, and he was like, absolutely not. That's ridiculous, because he just didn't understand the value, and neither did I. But I knew I was desperate, and I knew Tracy very well, and she looked like an entire different person when she walked in that day for lunch. So I skeptically called her back and said, you know, because I used to teach women how to buy all the junk in the grocery store. I taught them how to coupon. I was part of teaching them how to buy all the processed food that would go bad before you could eat it. And I said, you know what? I am calling you back. What is the smallest pack I can start with? And she said, Tanya, do you trust me? And I said, well, yes, obviously, because I'm calling you back. And she said, I would never let you start with anything else other than a president's pack, because it's going to give you the best experience, and you want results, and you'll have the best overall results. And so I trusted her and started with the President's Pack, and thank God I did, because I would have been so frustrated if I didn't have ISO Delights and all the benefits of starting with the pack. And that's how we got started. She simply showed me U plus two, then plus two in my kitchen. And I remember scolding her, saying, I am not, you don't understand, I have been approached over everything under the sun. Thank you, but no thank you. But I was intrigued. I won't lie, because I was working so many hours and we were really not in a good financial position. I felt guilty for even doing the President's Pack. And, you know, I had saved for it. So that is how we got started. And it was a blur, because as I would start to really experience the great side benefits of fueling your body with amazing nutrition, I would begin sleeping. My face started clearing up. And my clients would ask if I was using a new face line. They were just badgering me until I let them know I was using Isagenics. And I started getting a lot of my lash clientele a part of the system. And I remember on day 4, I was in the office. I was like, Jeremy, I slept. I feel amazing. He's like, I want you to order my own pack. And I totally gave him crap for it, because he was feeling so much better. And I had to save for mine. And he said, don't tell our friends and family. And I looked over my shoulder and I said, you know better than that. And he said, I know. And you don't do anything halfway. And I looked at him and I winked and I said, I will be an Isagenics millionaire. And I walked out and he shouted out of the room, I know you will be. And that was kind of the last of that. I worked really hard for the following April of 2014. I would be cleanse coaching on Easter, and he was so upset with me. He was not a part of our product page on Facebook, and he really didn't understand the compensation. He was just a happy product user. And he was like, what are you doing? And I said, I am cleanse coaching someone. They decided to cleanse on Easter. And he said, Tanya, I've had it. You need to go off your phone. And I said, you know what? Hold on. And I went and got my ISO wallet card, and I flipped it on the table in front of my kids and Jeremy. And I said, there's $20,000 on this card. And I'm not really sure how it got there, but I have impacted and made a huge just ripple throughout so many people's lives. And this is so fun. And Jeremy, I love it. And I'm done with lashes. I can't do both anymore. And he just kind of looked at me dumbfounded at what I had just told him. And so later that week, he would leave for a business trip, and I made him a Facebook, and I would add him into our product page, and he came home and had a Facebook. And it made a huge impact for him to really see the community that had been created, because he had no idea, and the value of just people supporting one another in a common goal. And from there, it was a total pivotal point. The next time would be in October when I took him to Phoenix ICU. So that's how we got started. And social media has played a huge part in not only building other people's belief, but also my husband.
Wow. I mean, and what about you said with Jeremy, what kind of product results did he have? Any weight to lose? Did he lose any weight during the first 30, 60 days?
Yeah, he had weight to lose, but more than anything for him, he had his gallbladder removed, and they said, you know, 80% you will feel better. But there's some people that fall in the 20%, and they're not better. And my husband has always been a strong, quiet spoken man, but his presence just filled the room. And he went from being a strong spirit to almost cowering, because he would get on an airplane, he had to travel for work, and he would buckle his seatbelt and he just would panic because he didn't know if he was going to be able to make it to the restroom, and it didn't matter what he had in his system. It was a flip of a coin if he was going to feel sick or not. And it broke my heart. I saw what the economy crash had done to him. I saw the stress that he was under, and I felt like he was like slowly dying in front of me. It was really frustrating because I knew the stress he was under and that he felt like the weight of the world, because it wasn't anything that he could have controlled. But in the downturn of the economy, he was let go from his position, and it was unheard of that two companies came looking for him and that he would be hired, because no one was hiring. And they hired him at a significant loss for our family, to the point where he had to take out a loan to save our home. And the best gift I think I could ever have given him was us writing out a check together to pay that loan off within our first year of Isagenix. And he just really started looking at it as a true vehicle to financial and physical freedom, because he was really seeing the benefit of the body being able to go to work on itself and fueling his body with the nutrition and really making better all-around choices. He would start kind of working out because he would start feeling better. And he looked at me and he said, you know I looked at you and said, how long do we have to be a part of the system? And he said, Tanya, I don't think I could go a day without Isagenix. He said, it just made such an impact in my health. So for me, everybody, talks about, sometimes they get so excited about the business opportunity with Isagenix. Instead of realizing, if you can help someone have a really powerful product experience and love on them and provide value to that experience, that is what's going to have high retention in your business center, along with the fact of utilizing the tools that Isagenix so freely provides us. So that was really his aha moment. And the second one was hearing Jim Coover talk about the compensation plan, because he was like, Tanya, get all you can, because it's going to run out. That this is like nothing I've ever seen before. So really hearing about how our compensation plan is based on insurance actuarial tables, and hearing Jim Coover, who we just both have such love and respect for, really speak on his vision of where Isagenix was going, was just, it made all the difference in the world for Jeremy. And now he's able to pay that forward, and that really fueled his fire to see those aha moments in other people's eyes.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing. And you're right, Jeremy has a pretty shrewd finance shoulder, and it does take a while to get your head wrapped around this amazing marketing system. But again, we don't pay millions of dollars for advertising, radio, TV, or newspaper. I mean, it gets paid to us for opening our mouths and sharing with people, no different than, hey, there's a great restaurant that just opened up down the street. Like, you and Jeremy want to join Arlene and I for dinner. I mean, that's really what it's about, is we all refer a great restaurant. We refer a great movie that was seen. Oh, Tanya, have you seen the new Bourne Identity? Oh, my goodness. Da, 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 da. Right? That's, we all do it already. You're absolutely correct. Now, you mentioned loving on people and the social media aspect. And I know, just because I've watched you over the past 3 years, you're really big on providing value through social media, be it a product page, a business page, a niche page, and even your personal page. And I know we could have an entire call just on a product page or a business page or any one of them. But can you just, in more broader spectrum, can you talk a little bit about leveraging social media and maybe touch on the four different pages or that you utilize and sort of just briefly the importance of each?
Absolutely. I would say that we built and continue to build highly on social media. And I always tell people, I'm like, I'm really sorry, but I don't fund other Isagenics associates. So you can click follow, because I am still so excited to be building. My goal, Warren, is still to help 2 people open wholesale freedom accounts with Isagenics every week. And so really leveraging the opportunity to friend people on the spot when you're out and about and allow them the opportunity to really get the chance to know you. You know, I'll go to events or we'll go to health and wellness events, and I'll invite people along for the journey that I've been talking with or maybe have reached out and asked questions about Isagenics. And when they meet, they say, oh, my goodness, I feel like I know you, because you have this opportunity to really allow people to take a snapshot look in, right? We're not going to post, oh, my gosh, Jeremy and I just had this horrible fight, because no marriage is perfect, and we do fight, just in case anyone was wondering. My kids are still, you know, someone's going to come home past curfew. So those kind of things, I don't feel like Facebook is a great place to air when, you know, my family's things or life that's going on. But what I do feel like it's a great opportunity is to share who we are as people, our values, our core center that really binds us together as a family, our love and passion for other people, our passion for God, our passion for health and wellness. And recently I started doing cooking videos at night because I felt like I was getting continually, I don't want to drink shakes, I want to chew my food. And so it's been really a great opportunity to just connect with maybe past people who have been a part of the system, and maybe it wasn't their timing and now it is, and they're really inspired to go and make better choices. And I tell people, whether they're ever a part of Isagenics or not, to know that I helped inspire and provide value for them to really take a look, a deeper look at their health, or maybe spending that extra time. You know, Jeremy and I walk every night and I post about that. Just sharing real life that has taken place. I posted recently about going to a counselor and really working through some things that I was really struggling with. And I ended up giving that counselor's name out to, I think, 15 other friends and family. And they just said, you know, thank you for sharing that real moment. So being authentic, being with integrity and congruent to who you are, providing value. So, you know, if you find something and it happens to work for you, I am horrible, the world's worst at water drinking. And so I posted a post about doing lemon water by my bed every morning in a glass mason jar. And before my feet hit the floor every single morning, I down that entire 16 ounces of lemon water to hold myself accountable to start my day off on the right foot for staying hydrated. We live in the desert here in Arizona. And I post very similar things like that to our product pages. I'm really providing value, helping educate everybody who's in those pages of what it is that Isagenics offers. And, you know, they could probably quote me saying over and over again, it's so much more than shakes and cleanse, and really providing value in the community. And the same in the business pages. As much as I have a passion for enrolling, I also have a passion for teaching and really showing the tracks to run on. And what we do isn't hard, but it does take hard work. And if I don't know something in social media, Facebook was a crap shot. I mean, really trying to learn how to navigate the pages, how to create pages, how to copy and paste things, how to navigate, you know, what it would look like to really engage your audience, because they continually change the algorithms. So staying up to date and making it my mission. And I think so many people think, oh, well, I'm just going to share with a couple of friends and family. They maybe are told no, or they have a hardship or something doesn't work out. They're so easy to just quit instead of roll their sleeves up and look at a different path. And so I would say always, no matter what you're doing in social media and in life, having that first thought of gratitude and being so grateful for the lesson, being grateful if you don't know something that you have everything at your fingertips with GTS, which I say is Google that stuff. I have learned so much. Even I just learned a PowerPoint presentation 6 months ago, and within the last 4 months, I've learned Zoom, and we're really starting to utilize that in our pages as well for educating people, having live health and wellness events, business trainings, et cetera, because people are so busy. And I want people to know that they can build this in the pockets of their life, but if they want to really go fast, that they really need to run on the tracks that have been so beneficial. Here we can have a global business and reach anybody living anywhere, working any kind of shift, a mom, a college student, a retired grandmother who is just, you know, she's looking for something and she just doesn't, she's not ready to just be retired. Maybe she's looking for better health and the opportunity to really dive into a community. I always say, you know, it's ridiculous that we don't work more, I think, with looking at retirement communities, because if I could help someone get off the couch and back out on the golf course, that's just like a dream. I mean, how awesome is that to help someone live their life to the fullest? And if they don't have enough retirement, which today's day and age, so many people don't, how could you offer that to them? So even when I'm working with someone who doesn't know how to navigate Facebook or isn't, you know, super tech savvy, I'll look at them and I'll say, how bad do you want it? And what are you willing to do to go chase after it? Because you can sit in the where your circumstances are right now, or you can roll up your sleeves. I was doing training for our team last week, and I said, you know, if you committed to 1 hour of learning a day, that is the same as going to school for 4 years. You could really be solid in a subject. And they just kind of looked at me, and if you really look at the statistics of where people spend their time, it's so easy to be able to go in, pop into a community, pop on your Facebook wall, and really have that aha moment of, how could I provide value today? How can I bless someone today? I've never heard anyone say to me, oh my gosh, Tanya, I blocked you because you're so positive. Or, wow, when you were really sharing your heart about this, it just made me so frustrated, so I just don't stop by your page. Since I was in women's ministry, and Jeremy points this out often, I've written my Facebook almost like a blog. So I had people who were already following our journey long before, because I've always, if you go back on my Facebook, back even 5 years, still had the same concept of providing value, would share recipes, different ideas, tips, tricks, organizational tips, and that hasn't changed. Now it just happens to be really tunneled into a way that really helps brand who we are as people. And I think if people would make it less about, I always hear, oh my gosh, I don't know what my brand is. I'm like, who are you as a person? Now just show that and be able to say that with authenticity and integrity and really be the change. Show people that there is a better way. And you can do that so simply from the comfort of wherever you have a handheld device.
Holy smokes. But you're right. I mean, I love that. Who are you as a person? And just show that. But then also be cognizant. I like how you said that. You and Jeremy still have fights. I mean, all couples do. I mean, that's just reality. But you don't air that on your Facebook page, right? You're sort of cognizant of what you're posting, and you're always looking to provide value. I think that's tremendous. Now, I know something else that you're really big on is the importance of follow-up and circling back, because clearly, as good as you are, not everyone says yes to you the first time. So can you touch on a little bit like the follow-up piece and circling back?
Yes. I think that when someone says no, people need to not take it personally. because it has nothing to do with them. Their no is no reflection of how they presented, who they are. It means that their timing just wasn't right. And so I look at no's as next opportunity and the next opportunity to circle back around. And people always ask, well, how often? Well, you don't want to bloody someone, right, because you're continually like, hey, and not every conversation has to be about isogenics. If you're genuinely sincere to circle back and check in and say, hey, I was thinking about you, or sending a card, or always wishing people a happy birthday on Facebook. I've gotten lots of great messages. I wish everybody happy birthday. It's something I do every day on Facebook. And people will say, oh, my goodness, I've been watching your journey. Keep it up, on their birthday message. And so it's just important to think of others and to always circle back around. And that includes also so let's just be honest, we were all completely disastrous when we very first started sharing, myself included. And I probably verbally vomited on several of my friends and family. Praise God, they're still, most of them are with us on the journey. But there are some people who obviously fall off. And, you know, it was great for them for the season. Well, it's not to say that they went back to their old ways and they didn't make a shift in their habits. And they're maybe sitting in a place where they're really embarrassed, or they're frustrated, or they have a different season change financially, or they... It's just so empowering to go back and say, how are you? How are things going? And just reconnect. I was talking with another one of our firecracker leaders. I call her Boss Lady. She is a manager at BB in California, and was talking with her, and she's been able to really engage a lot of her past enrollees as customers and just serve them even with higher gratitude and really right where they are. Whether they ever decide to share isogenics with a couple of friends and family or be a business builder, they're a customer first. And I think that we all need to realize, you know, when we walk into a store, before we become, you know, someone who has shopped there for years and years, we are always first a customer. And it's that customer experience that keeps us going back. It's no different with the isogenics experience. And if you serve your customers well and they have a great experience, they're going to be more apt to talk about it. And they're going to be more apt to, whether they build, refer people to isogenics and maybe refer them to you if they're not interested in, you know, earning free premium groceries, which I don't know about you, but I've never said no to free groceries before. And $600 in free groceries with the Isobody Challenge and being a part of that before. It's funny because Jeremy talks about not really be open to personal development before isogenics, and we both have taken Healthy Mind and Body. We both have done the Top 50 program with Rod Harrison, and I have had Rod Harrison actually do mentor sessions with me as well. And it's funny because Jeremy said, Tanya, I'm so grateful that I stopped just standing in front of myself, because the personal development, there's no amount of price tag that you could put on that. And I think when you're open to developing and bringing along other people to develop with you, we're reading a book in Fast Track right now called The Power of Habit. And to hear a couple say, oh my gosh, I know I told my husband, hey, I can't wait to get to chapter 4 because it's so good, babe. I can't wait to talk about it. That lights my fire. It's great to be able to help someone open a Freedom Wholesale account, but it's even better to see them growing in their marriages, growing as people, and invested, because you invested time in them and you showed them the tracks to run on and you served them as a customer first.
And that's what it's really about. I mean, you're so big on loving on your customers. I mean, it's massive. Now, can you share some examples how you're actually loving on your customers? You're reengaging, like, customers that have dropped off. Are you calling them up and sharing them some of the new products that are being launched? How are you, like, talk to us just a little bit. Give us some examples of loving on your customers, how you actually do it.
Yes, when Dairy Free came out, I was like, oh my gosh, because I'm not dairy free, but I love the dairy free shakes. and the bars. And so just re-engaging and saying, hey, and when the AMPS line came out, so many of them were athletes, or maybe they weren't athletes, but I just saw them and they were at the gym working out. And I was like, hey, I know that we did not have this when you were apart, but would you be open? I'm in love to give you some samples of this. I want you to use it for 3 days before you go work out, and then go to your workout after the 3 days of using the pre-workout and see how you do. And they're like, Tanya, I feel like I had I didn't have as much energy during my workout. I'm like, I know, it's crazy. I've never done a pre-workout, but I have to tell you, I love the Isagenix pre-workout. I feel like Superwoman when I'm at my workouts. And so engaging in them and letting them know that we offer additional support for them. When Healthy Mind and Body came out, I had a lot of people who have eating issues. So maybe they're food addicts, to say, hey, I just want you to know that this program came out and I really feel like it would be highly beneficial for you. Are you willing to take another look? This is something that's going to really help you create new healthy habits. And I have had people come back and just bawling because that program made such an impact in their life. And so and the other part too is, you know, we can all say we're busy, and that becomes more about us than anything else. Or we can say we are in business to serve others and really freedom serve on a higher capacity. So I did go through a phase where I was just talking on the phone and helping people open freedom accounts, and I could see the retention was not the same as when I very first started Isagenix. And the leaders that we still have anywhere between 42 to 40 active consultants in our first business center, and the leaders that I sat with and, you know, sat across from and wrote out their goals and vision cast with them belly to belly. You know, when their president's packs came in, I helped unpack them. I set them up for success. We set alarms in their phones. Really did a touch system for their first 30 days. They are still with us because they had an amazing experience. As we got busier and life got crazy running, you know, the business and the kids, and there were more people and we were trying to maximize our time, doing it more automated, the retention fell away. And I can see that helping people get started on a healthy mind and body as a non-negotiable, and the Isobody Challenge made a really big impact. But even more so as well is going back to basics. When I provide value to someone getting started, I go sit and meet them at my favorite coffee shop. I bring a bag of goodies, meaning some things for them to take a look at while I'm talking to them. I simply bring my iPad and I Google 2016 Isagenix product catalog. And I go through from the very first page. I introduce them to Jim and Kathy and Eric. I talk about the integrity of the company and how it so aligns and is so congruent with who Jeremy and I are as people. I talk about the five pillars of health and go through the president's pack with great intent so that they fully understand the value that will be coming to them. And if they talk and ask if there's a lesser pack, I'll show the 30-day, but clearly articulate what they'll be missing with the nutritional insurance and the vitamins, the healthy snacking options with our bars, and the fact it does not come with isodelites or a blender that helps hold you so accountable to what you're adding to your shake. And really walking them through the value, looking at them, loving on them, hearing their goals, repeating them back to them, that is serving your customer. Not whining and dining, willing and dealing, promising things that you can't deliver. Because I will look at people and say, this is not a magic pill. It's not an overnight success. And you cannot just stare at the box and hope to get your goals. It really truly is about how bad do you want to make an epic shift in your health. And oh, by the way, when you do and you're a walking billboard, you have two options. You can either help your friends and family open their own wholesale freedom account with Isagenix, or you can refer them to myself. However, in doing that, you're going to miss out on an epic opportunity to earn your products free the next month. And even more so, how many people do you know that eat every day? And they kind of look at you dumbfounded, like the light bulb moment goes off. And I look at them and say, I'm crazy if I don't show you the simplistic way of helping get your products paid for. But when you sit and you hear someone else's goals and it's not about you, And I try so hard to instill this into the teams. It is not about you. It is about the customer that you are serving that's sitting across from you. Whether that's with you, or I just helped someone in Nevada get started, and we did a Zoom, and I did the same thing, but I wanted to see her so she knew I was listening and I was connecting, and I simply asked her to borrow my belief until she had hers for her to own. And she sent me a message later, and she said, Tanya, out of everything we said, I just want you to know I'm so willing and I'm so excited to borrow your belief because I've watched your journey for a while now, and I'm ready to step into my best self. And I bawled. So think about the value you could provide in other people's lives and how you can serve them at a higher capacity and really be open to what that looks like on a longer term. Will people come and go? Yes, that's statistically going to be true. But if they could say that they were served well, they had a great experience, and knowing that the door is always open, that's what good business is all about, because love is just damn good business.
Oh, my goodness. That's powerful. That is so powerful. And that's who you are. That's who you and Jeremy are, Tanya, is you truly do love on your customers, and you care tremendously about them. And in that process, these customers are transitioning into people that are getting their products for free and transitioning into other amazing leaders who truly care about other people. And you do have one of the strongest organizations in the company as far as retention goes, and just really you're creating such a dynamic team. I'm grateful to know you, let me tell you that.
Thank you. I feel very much the same way. I think about all of you who pioneered, who have been a part of this legacy company for years and have spoke up on the behalf of the people who would be joining in the future. And Jeremy and I take that very serious, to know that we are leaders, and it's so important to continue to lead from the front and to continue to do and not ask others to do what we're not willing to do, or that we haven't done in a year, or that we're not doing on a consistent basis. I want to be the difference for the person who starts next week or who starts 2 years from now, irregardless if they're a part of our team or not, to say, you know what, Jeremy and Tanya Kirkpatrick have been a part, and this is how they grew, and this is how they left a legacy for their family and their family's family. That is our heart, because that's what you guys have done for each one of us. And I stood on stage at Celebration, and I looked to my left and I looked to my right and felt so privileged and honored to stand in the stage with people who've been a part of our company almost from the ground floor, and hugging them and saying, thank you. Thank you for everything that you have pioneered, that you have gone through and gone before us, because that is where we have the company we are so honored to be a part of today. And that doesn't come lightly. It's through change that changes take place. And, you know, I'm so excited, Warren, to be a part of this company and know where we're going beyond a shadow of a doubt, and know the executive team that is taking us there.
Oh, you and I both. I mean, there is no shadow of doubt in my mind, Tanya, that Isagenix will be the largest network marketing company in the world. It's just a matter of time. I mean, Jim and Kathy Coover are so setting us up to be a legacy company. They just keep showing it again and again and again. But, I mean, we could talk about that. I can't believe how quick this call's gone, and I have pages of notes. So for those of you who are listening and you want to have a team member listen to this call, there's three ways to get the recording. You can go to takeactionteam.com, and Katie will be posting it there. You can go to Podomatic, and you can follow Take Action Team on Podomatic, and each week you'll get the podcast. Or just over Facebook at Take Action Team. So the recordings are out there, guys. Tanya, this was one incredible interview. I just want to thank you so much for being the leader you are and consistently going first and leading by example. You're a true inspiration, and I thank you for your friendship.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us on. To everybody who's listening, you don't have to be a master. You always need to know that everyone starts right where they are. Just be willing to fail forward, because anybody can absolutely have and live the life of their dreams. You just have to be willing to go after it. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for having us apart. I look forward to seeing everybody at the next event. And Warren, tell Arlene I love her dearly, and squeeze her for me. We'll see you guys soon.
I will certainly do that. Thank you, everyone, and have a blessed week. Take care. Good night, everyone.
Good night.